It's the Thursday Night Market in downtown Chico every Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. Located in the heart of downtown Chico, including special events, activities, and entertainment in the Chico City Plaza. Farm fresh produce, fresh cut flowers, herbs, and locally prepared foods. A variety of music and performances from hip-hop to hula, jazz to alternative rock. A kid zone in City Plaza with balloons, inflatables, and other family-focused entertainment. Downtown shops and restaurants that are open late and ready to serve. Every Thursday night in downtown Chico.
Ugh. What's wrong?
My internet slowed down. I hit my data cap.
You should switch to Digital Path.
Why?
Digital Path has unlimited data. Its internet is faster than DSL, available more places than cable, and has no data limit.
You mean I can do all the things I love on the internet with no worries?
Yep, and plans start for less than $50.
Wow.
So if you want worry-free internet for streaming, gaming, sharing, surfing, chatting, working, or play, call Digital Path today. 1-800-676-PATH. Digital Path. High-speed internet for everyone.
Are you a Christian looking to align your faith and finances? Then you will want to check out Thrivent Financial. We're not your typical financial service provider. We're a not-for-profit Fortune 500 organization that helps our nearly 2.4 million members to be wise with money. We provide guidance that reflects your values so you can protect what matters most. We help members live generously and strengthen the communities where they live, work, and worship. Learn more about the Thrivent story by contacting financial advisor Daniel Cluis at 530-321-4059.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Chico Now. Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air.
Welcome, welcome. This is your Monday episode of Chico Now's Helping People. And today is June 22nd. Our show is live. If you have any thoughts on what we're talking about today, things that have worked well for you, things that people told you to do and it didn't seem to work, and you want to talk to us about it, please feel free to call in. The number is 894-7325. I am Jessica Wilkerson, and I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF 69783, and I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, who is a licensed marriage and family therapist, and we both work over at Chico Creek Counseling. Today, while we're both, and Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist, is today's co-host. And while we're both therapists, I want to make sure that you all know that this is not considered a substitute for therapy. If what we're talking about sounds reasonable, then yay, you got some skills. And if it makes you feel like you need a little bit more help, then please feel free to give us a call, look us up on our website, Chico Creek Counseling, set an appointment. We would love to talk with you further, or find another therapist who is in town. There's a lot of social workers, marriage and family therapists, clinical psychologists who all specialize in the field of marriage, relationships, communication, etc. But today, before we get started, I want to let you know something really exciting that's going to be happening is that three students from Butte County are going to be honored at the Capitol on Wednesday. Comcast and elected officials will join together in a celebration of education on the steps of the California State Capitol as Comcast distributes more than $219,000 in scholarships to 199 California high school seniors from 34 counties. Two lucky students will be surprised with $10,000 scholarships, and 25 of the winning students will have their name drawn for a laptop computer. To see a list of the students, you go to http://comcastcalifornia.mediaroom.com. And there should be a link there somewhere that sends you where to go. The Comcast Leaders and Achievers Scholarship Program recognizes high school seniors for their leadership skills, positive attitude, academic achievement, and various community service activities. Since its inception in 2001, the program has awarded close to $20 million in college aid to nearly 20,000 high school seniors. The event will be televised live on Comcast Hometown Network, Channel 104 on Comcast systems throughout California from noon to 1 o'clock. So that is pretty exciting because I have been really talking to my teenager, who is going to be a junior this coming school year, about what are his plans. That you have to start thinking at least as far as colleges and scholarships and his grades and extracurriculars and all of those things, so they can be a little bit more competitive in today's collegiate system. And the topic of our conversation today, yours and mine and Joe's, is going to be communication. Specifically, we're going to talk about some pitfalls in communication in relationships, but more importantly, how you can improve the communication in your relationship. Because quite often you either get in a rut, or it's a new relationship and the rose-colored glasses have fallen off and now you're bickering a lot. And we just thought that this might be something good to help you make your summer more healthy, more happy, and just more loving. We don't think about what communication really means to our relationships until we have a lack of communication or some discord and bitterness. So if we can try to prevent that as much as we can, we'll have a happy community, which also means happy children and happy families. So, Joe, welcome.
Thank you, Jessica. It's good to be back again.
Okay, guys. Joe has agreed to be my co-host for at least the summer while we are trying to get our series going. We are doing a series of classes once a month. So we just did one in June, and we're having one again in July and then in August. And this July topic is communication. Joe, will you give a little bit of the details, like the date, the price, why people would come? It was July 25th, right?
Sure. Yeah, I was just looking at my calendar. July 25th. Yes, that's a Saturday. We're going to do 9 to 12. We are going to talk about some basic communication skills, things that really work, and also some of the negative communication that we use, how to avoid the negative and how to increase the positive communication skills.
Right, because you can't increase positive until you know what it is that you might be doing that's contributing to the discord. So sure. Once you're aware of that, then you can really just own the positive and really create harmony and happiness and joy in your relationship. All right, guys, commercial break. We'll be right back.
This is Buzz Beatty. You know, there's nothing like needing a plumber but not feeling confident who to call. I'm sure glad someone referred me to Gold Bond Plumbing. Gordon did a great job replacing my water heater and repairing the damage the old one caused. In fact, I'm so happy with Gold Bond Plumbing that I've asked Gordon to be a regular guest on Your Home Today. If you need a plumber who works like a bear for a price that's fair, call Gold Bond Plumbing at 321-4203.
Dear John, I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to when you checked on me? I don't want to leave, but remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range today. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Uncle Bob, where does Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
But Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227.
Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325. Welcome back. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, marriage and family therapist, registered intern, and you are listening to Helping People and Chico Now on KKXX Radio. We're also here with my supervisor and licensed marriage and family therapist, Joe Taylor from Chico Creek Counseling, to talk about communication. So, Joe, why don't you tell our listeners about one of the communication pitfalls that people often fall into when they're in long-term relationships.
Okay, sure. Love to, Jessica. One of the things that I hear the most is couples complaining about usually it's the guy getting angry or getting yelling mm-hmm. or just walking away. And what I often hear as a reason for that is because most of us guys just don't know what to say, you know. Mm-hmm. So we kind of fall like one person described it. I fall in this black hole and I don't know what to say because I don't know how to respond to my wife's display of emotion or expression of emotion where she's upset or she's sad or she's unhappy about something, and then so the guy often becomes just like, you know, froze that where he can't really figure out what to say. So the reactions that we see are those that I just described, that as a means to deal with it. So I think part of the problem is that whereas women are wired up much better to describe emotions and express emotions to understand their emotions, us guys, not so much.
Well, we have a lot of practice. When we're teenage girls and we have all of our little girlfriends and we're talking about all the drama and the melodrama. I mean, I don't have a lot of melodrama now in my 30s, but when I was a teenager, I sure did. We really cultivated that skill on talking about what's going on. Whereas that's just not how teen boys act.
No. Well, you know best because you have one of those.
Oh, yeah. Trying to get him to talk.
Well, that's the other thing. So, you know, a bunch of guys sitting around. I remember back in my high school days, which was, you know, a few years ago.
one or two.
You know, me and a couple of my buddies had always hung together in high school. We didn't do much talking. We did more doing than mm-hmm. talking, or maybe just no talking. You know, right. So we'd just be there together. Just being together was enough. And I think we don't develop that skill like you're describing girls do as mm-hmm. very well.
So then as women, we've already got that mastered. We can tell you exactly what's going on in our mind.
Well, and the minds of your guy, too.
Yeah. Well, or we like to try to interpret that.
Or try to interpret that.
Yeah.
Yes. So what happens is then there's that emotional reaction for the guy, and usually it goes to either a total shutdown or anger.
Flooding.
Mm-hmm. Escalate, like in a yelling or calling names or put downs or just walk away.
Uh-huh.
So what I try to teach guys is kind of a three-step way to think through. Think through what your emotion is. So you think, first of all, what is this emotion that I'm having? So she's saying these things to me, and I'm totally clueless about what does that mean? You know, I don't understand that. So one way to do that is to identify what is she feeling? Is she upset or worried or afraid? What am I feeling? So if I could say I'm worried or I'm totally clueless. I don't even know what to say to you. You know, just to say that would be better than yelling or walking away.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. So identify that emotion, think of it, and then be able to say that. Those are two key elements. And most guys really have to work on that. That's a skill that has to be learned. Mm-hmm. And then the third part would be to describe the reason around why do I have that emotion.
Mm-hmm.
We call this, those three steps are like real simplified version of what we call EQ or emotional quotient.
Mm-hmm.
So what, you know, looks just like we have an IQ that talks about our intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
We also have an EQ that talks about
how emotionally intelligent we are.
Yeah, thank you. So so then to be able to do that is really important, because then we need to, when there's a stress situation, we need to be able to respond appropriately. So we've got to practice.
Practice when we're not upset.
When we're not upset, exactly. So when it's just a normal thing, like, you know, would you like, a butter on your toast? Well, I kind of feel like I'd like to have this jam on my toast today. So you practice that. Here's the reason. I like jam better than butter because please come up with silly things to describe.
Right. Right. And it might feel silly, but it's important.
Yeah.
All right, guys, one more commercial break.
Here at Sycamore Glen, we actually like to think of ourselves as a senior resort.
Every day is just like home. It is home. I love it here.
We encourage people to come down and visit us and to take a tour, to look around, to have lunch on us or dinner on us and experience Sycamore Glen. Not the lifestyle you need, but the lifestyle you've earned.
That's Sycamore Glen. For more information, call 894-0384.
Do you shop online at popular places like Amazon, 1-800-Flowers, Orbitz, Family Christian Stores, Groupon, Lego, Old Navy, and more? You can help us raise funds for the station with one quick stop before you shop. Please go to shopkkxx.com before you shop online, and popular merchants like Amazon.com will donate a portion of your purchase to the station. It's that simple. Just one quick stop at shopkkxx.com, and you can help us continue this great Christian programming.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Chico Now. Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
I know people make promises all the time, then they turn right around and break them. And someone cuts your heart open with a knife, now you'll be dead.
Welcome back. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson. And I'm here with my co-host today, Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist. And we both work at Chico Creek Counseling. So if you like what you're hearing today, please feel free to go on our website, ChicoCreekCounseling.com. And just a reminder that while we are both therapists and we are talking about therapy-related topics, that this is not a substitute for therapy. That if you are triggered and you want to learn more, please feel free to give us a call to set an appointment or call another licensed or pre-licensed person locally. You can go on the web and look that up in your area. So we were just talking about when two people in a relationship are having an argument and one of them feels flooded,
because are overwhelmed, and they either lash out and start yelling and just fighting for their life in a way, and or they will stonewall and they'll walk away, shut down, or just stare at you blankly and just totally tune out. And what to do with that. And so if you missed it, you can please feel free to go on our website and listen to the podcast, kkxx.net. The bottom of the screen shows podcasts. You hover over that and a drop-down box comes down and says Chico Now. Choose Chico Now. And then the Monday show is Helping People, and you can listen to the beginning of the episode. So we're going to keep going. We're not going to repeat the advice we gave in that one. And we're going to talk about what does the other person do. So the other person just put it out there. This is what's bothering them. This is what's hurting their feelings. This is what's going on for them. And then they were received with that information with either the shutdown or the lashing out. But what can they do? What's their role? Are they just completely helpless? But they're not completely helpless. So I think there it's really important to have two things happen when you're on the receiving end of that. One is to, before this ever gets there, so if you're listening to this today, go home and have a conversation with your significant other about it and say, you know, I've identified a pattern that sometimes when you or I want to let the other one talk, the other one of us reacts in a way that's not healthy, because you know you're doing it, right? The other person knows they're doing it. And to say, when that happens, I want to have a plan of action. So when that happens, what do we do? And work on it together. Get their input. Don't just tell them what's going to happen. Say, what do we do when that happens? What do you need from me? Do you need to have a few minutes to yourself? Do you need me to walk away? What can we do to mitigate this? Because it's not helping. We're not getting anywhere. It's just making our relationship harder. And own that and be a partner in a team. And it might be just that they need that few minutes to themselves. But then also, like Joe was saying, the person who has this volatile reaction or this non-reaction, which is still a reaction, it's just the person on the receiving end of that feels like there's nothing there. They need to do the three-step process, which was, one, identify the emotion, two, communicate the emotion, and three,
describe all the reasons around why I have that particular emotion.
Right. So that is super also healthy for the person who is explaining what's going on. So you have that volatile situation. I'm going to just do the volatile one. It's too hard to toggle back and forth. But you know, if it's a stonewall, then that's part of it. So you're on the receiving end of that. You just let it out there. You either came to them quietly and politely, or you were up to your eyebrows and you came to them fed up. It doesn't matter. And the reaction is the reaction. So being able to stop, let them have their space, let them have their peace, and then you identifying, what am I feeling right now? Because you're going to have your own reaction. They're going to trigger something in you. What am I feeling? I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm feeling frustrated. I'm feeling disappointed. I'm feeling kind of PO'd, whatever it is. And identifying it to yourself, communicating it to yourself. I'm PO'd because I never get heard. And then identifying the reasons why. Well, I never get heard because he storms out of the room, or he starts yelling over me, or whatever. And being able to identify that so you can kind of work yourself down out of your trigger, and then go to each other and communicate and say, hey, remember we had that conversation about our communication styles? I think it just happened. And being able to have a short conversation about the communication styles and already have that in place of what you're going to do when that happens. Joe, do you have any more thoughts about what the recipient?
I think one of the things from a guy's viewpoint and having a conversation with a wife would be that be able to kind of put it down in the Reader's Digest condensed version. What is it that you're upset about in a more condensed version? That because us guys tend to get overwhelmed or flooded when there's a whole myriad of things that we're upset about, or that she's upset about.
When she's giving you a laundry list.
Yeah, so maybe one or two things, and let's work on these things, and then What can we do to make this better? And then solve that problem, then go on to something else later.
Oh, great idea.
You talk, we listen. Life Radio, KKXX, AM 930, FM 104.5.
The last thing I remember was hearing my brakes screech. I was hurt and I needed help. The insurance company wasn't really on my side. That's when I decided to call the law offices of Lawrence Puritz.
As a former insurance defense attorney, Larry knows just how they think, which gives you the best strategy.
I knew he was the right attorney for my case.
Consultation is free. Call the law offices of Lawrence Puritz, your fair settlement expert.
Call 343-1614. Again, that's 343-1614. Lawrence Puritz, your personal injury lawyer.
This is Pastor Glenn from Butte Bible Fellowship. In Romans 5:8, we read, God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Do you ever have times of doubt that God still loves you? Do you feel that God cannot forgive you or has not forgiven you? These are the times where Satan really attacks us sometimes down at the very core. Have you done something that has gotten between you and your relationship with your Heavenly Father? This verse should remind you that nothing can separate you from the love of God. Remember the old Sunday school song? Jesus loves me, this I know. The Bible tells me so. Over and over and over, God is telling us through His Word how much He loves us and that He demonstrates that love to us in the way He works in our lives to make us willing and then able to do His good will. God bless you as He works in your life.